Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the book of Revelation, lesson 9, Satan and his allies. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, we find the following verse. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. If you're painting, and here we can find this beast. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The beast from the sea. Revelation 13. Now, what is it all about? When we have a look at the book Daniel, we have kingdoms. Lion, Babylonian. Bear, Medo-Persia. Leopard, Greece. And a combination of all these elements, Babylonian, Medo-Persian, Greece, religious elements of these kingdoms are mixed together and come out of this beast. A beast is a power, normally a political power, but here we will see it is a religious political power. And this beast with seven heads, verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So a beast is a power. And when it has got seven heads, it means it is a power that lasts for a long, 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 long time. It's such a long time that all the world wandered after the beast. That you can have success for such a long time to be alive. Therefore, many heads. And although one of the heads was wounded badly, it continued to live. It healed. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Another question. Who is like the beast? First question was, who is worthy to open the scroll sealed with seven seals? Then, how long will it take that the judgment comes? Then, who is able to survive in the judgment? And then, we see the great multitude, those who have been rescued, saved, who will be in heaven. And then, where are they? Where have they come from? Out of the great tribulation. And now question number 5. We are in the time of tribulation. Here is a beast. It has such an enormous power that people say, who is like this beast? Who is able to make war with him? It's too strong. It's powerful. We will have a closer look at it.